Jimmy Lai publishes the Hong Kong tabloid Apple Daily with a wide circulation and frequent jabs at governments in both Hong Kong and mainland China. Today, he's in jail, arrested with two other senior executives from his media company, charged with fraud and denied bail. That means he'll stay behind bars until his trial in April. The charges center on an allegedly illegal use of the company's building involving a sublease, but critics say the real target is his political criticism. Earlier this week, three other pro-democracy activists were sentenced to jail time because of an illegal protest outside police headquarters a year and a half ago. That includes one of the best-known faces of the movement, 24-year-old Joshua Wong. Wong was sentenced to a little more than a year in jail for organizing the demonstration against a proposed extradition treaty with mainland China, which was later withdrawn. 23-year-old Agnes Chow got a 10-month sentence, and 26-year-old Ivan Lam got 7 months, both for incitement. None of these cases involve the new national security law that was adopted in June, but activists say they reflect a growing sense of intolerance for political opposition. Last month, four Hong Kong legislators were disqualified for unpatriotic opposition, leading to the resignation of 15 other pro-democracy members of the Legislative Council. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.